The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Get me!
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's so funny.
You're gonna get me, don't get me. Get me a bit. No, don't get me.
Well, how delightful to be joined in the garden by my friend Amy Glettel. Oh, Amy, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me in your garden.
Well,
I don't get invited to many gardens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think I'm like a garden invitee girl.
I don't know if anybody is. I suppose I'm trying to change that one person at a time. Yeah. But I just like sitting out here. So I thought, you know, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Even though it's getting into the cooler weather, it's still nice to be outside.
Do you sit outside in winter?
Occasionally, yeah. If it's this sort of weather,
this kind
weather,
of brightness. Fine.
Obviously, the rain is less inviting. But there's something lovely, I think, about having a cup of coffee outdoors.
Oh, wow.
Quite early in the day, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have an outdoor space where you are?
I do. I have a tiny yard.
Oh, I like a yard.
I've got a yard.
Yes.
Yes. And I moved in and I instantly bought a sun lounger.
Wonderful.
I was like, I've got outdoor space.
Yeah, lovely.
But it turns out the sun only goes in the yard between like 8:30 and 9 a.m.
That's good. It's just good.
And so you just have to be out in the freezing cold being like, I think I'm getting a tan. And then it passes over and then it's shed.
Well, but
it's shed.
Can you grow things? Do you grow anything?
I don't grow anything. It's all kind of artificial out there at the minute. Well, because I thought I'd get the inside sorted and then I'm going
to...
and then
I'm not here to judge. This isn't a judgy.
I feel judged by all this real plants.
Think otherwise. They're making their opinions known.
Yes.
But no, of course. I think it, as well, it's maintenance as well. If you
yes.
you know, if you're
yeah.
not in, if you don't have time to maintain and stuff, it's
no. I'm not very green fingered.
But neither am I. I think
oh,
I am.
Tom, come
no,
on.
No, I just mess around and have some thoughts and get my hands dirty a bit, but I don't I'm not
Is this
I'm,
all your own work?
No. I am No, okay. But I buy okay. things like the urn I bought and
oh, yeah.
the bench, these chairs, these
oh,
sorts
great.
Of things.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't need as much maintenance as living
no,
plants.
That's right,
they?
That's right. They just sit there. They don't not even as much as wood. You yeah. don't even have to like varnish these.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, so well done me. Yeah.
But you've done a great job with them.
Well, thank you by yeah. just buying them.
Yeah.
Opening the door to someone deliver them.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. That's what you can do. This shingle.
Shingle.
I paid to have put down. Yeah.
Wow.
This made a big difference actually. This was nice to have this area at the end of the garden because we don't get that much sun. We get
okay.
it in the morning, but then in the evening it's goes over there.
It's over there.
So
it's annoying,
so,
isn't it?
It is annoying how the sun doesn't stay in one place.
You should find a place and go, yeah, we're
yeah,
happy there.
That's
Stop.
Where I want to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should live in the round more. I don't know, so we have access to all parts of the sun.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, you keep thinking that. On that one.
We all live in a lighthouse.
That's my ultimate goal.
Like round the twist.
Yes!
Really?
I genuinely always wanted to live in a lighthouse.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because my favourite place to be is a really gusty, grey, bleak, oh. dramatic seaside.
Yes. Yes.
In the north.
Is that right?
I want it to be cold. I want a fire.
Lovely.
And I want to see the grey ocean.
I don't mind a bit of grey ocean. Yeah. That's funny you say that. So you're from Hull, aren't you?
I am from Hull.
And that east coast I have a fondness for, slightly further south, quite a lot south, in Yarmouth. On the
I thought you were going to be like, in Italy. I like Italy. Yeah, the east coast of Italy. Beautiful.
Have you been to Amalfi? Yeah.
It's like, just down from Hull. Keep going down.
Just
na,
keep
na, na, na,
on
na.
Going. I can't stress how much you have to keep on going. And then eventually, yes. Sardinia is lovely. No, Yarmouth. And
Yarmouth.
My friends always say about, like, when I go and see them often in winter time, like Christmas time.
Yeah.
And they say, why don't you come in the summer? I go, no, because I like the rugged,
windswept,
slightly mournful.
It is. It just feels very poetic.
Yes.
It feels very cinematic and like...
Oh, lovely.
And I think there's something really nice about melancholy. I quite like melancholy.
Yes.
I don't want to be sad, but I like wistful and,
I absolutely
you know?
Agree. Maybe a Kate Bush song.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
love that. I really get that and like to lean into that sometimes.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, other people do like... upbeat dance music, don't they?
Yeah.
not I. Sufjan Stevens. Do you like Sufjan Stevens?
No. Who's that?
Oh, he does some good sad ones.
Oh, really?
Sort of, yeah, quite sort of mournful kind of folk.
I love a bit of
you
folk.
You might love it, actually. I'll send you an
Please.
Album.
Please. Mm. Can I send you an album back?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's I saw them performing. I went to Texas recently for 42 hours.
Oh.
And was in
Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters. You think you could love them.
You would. I would
it's
love
kind of like melancholy.
Melancholy.
it's this artist called Creekbed Carter.
Oh, I don't know who it is, but I like the name.
You're going to love them. They are, yeah, incredible. Really beautiful voice, kind of folky.
Oh.
But a bit American folky, which
yes.
You know, I've gone deep into sort of British folky, but this is, you're going to love it.
With maybe a ukulele.
I think a ukulele comes in now and again, but strings.
Oh, gorgeous.
I'm so excited to share it with you.
That sort of pensive... folk, I do like anything pensive. In that same way that I quite liked all those sort of pensive films from, I think, the early 2000s.
Mm.
Things like Garden State. Do you ever, I mean, not just saying that.
Yeah.
Garden, but, everything.
You're
bring
obsessed.
It all
You're absolutely obsessed. It's weird.
But do you remember that era of like...
Yeah.
Another example. It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighbourhood. That one about...
I've not seen that one.
It's got Tom Hanks in it. And... yeah, just that kind of folky era, or sort of Portlandia. Did you ever watch that
Portlandia,
series?
Portlandia, yeah, of course. Really funny.
Really funny, but...
Really funny.
Managing to be quite folky with it.
Very folky. Oh, I'd like a folk existence.
Oh, me too, actually,
you know?
Now you say that.
Just do you?
Selling a few books, maybe a little square of felt.
I think you could get a little square of felt if you put your mind to it, you know?
Maybe
I think it's
do
in
that.
Your future.
Open some sort of... Oh, wouldn't that be nice as well, live in... Hay on Wye or something. And
Dungeness. Have you ever been to Dungeness?
Well, that is funny because that is a very windswept, dramatic place, isn't it?
It's got two lighthouses. Light high. What's the plural for house? Two light homes.
Like almost...
Two light homes.
Almost an estate.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's a lighthouse estate.
Oh, and two nuclear power stations, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Which we went to on a school trip. Anyway, more on that later.
Did you?
Yeah, strangely, at primary school. And I've always been a fan of nuclear power ever since. None of our parents objected. It wasn't the time, though.
No,
People didn't.
Why would you?
People didn't object, yeah. Why not?
School says that's where you're going. That's where you're going.
That's where you're going. That's going to some cooling ponds.
Wow.
We got brochures. It was quite weird, considering we were about 9 years old. We got, like, brochures to take home with us, which were clearly designed for, I guess, investors or... Adult? I mean, it wasn't appropriate.
Mummy, can we buy shares in the nuclear power plant for Christmas?
It was, I think, for that purpose.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But so that's my fondness of it. But you like the lighthouses, like how?
I just love Dungeness. I go there to write, which sounds really...
Oh, I like
that. Yeah, there's some really nice... I sort of almost don't want your listeners to book them up, but there's some really nice, like, holiday rentals that you can get where they're these, like, eco, beautifully designed, kind of, like, Scandi, like, really
I might have seen those.
Gorgeous interiors.
Oh.
And they're kind of standalone. And out of the front, it's all glass, and out of the front you see the sea, out the back you see the power plant and the lighthouse.
What could inspire you more?
Well, exactly.
All that electricity being generated. Yes. Minimal carbon emissions.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
And there's a bit of jeopardy. Because you kind of be like, right, well, if I don't get this right and done, maybe that will explode.
Maybe. So like, and that'll be your fault.
Yes.
I don't know if you're somebody who believes in that sort of...
Sometimes. I don't want to, but if I say that thought, I'll be like,
have
to do it now.
Now I'm controlling the nuclear power station with my thoughts.
Gosh, isn't it bollocks?
It's exhausting though, isn't it, Amy B? Creative brains like us. How nice. And do you ever go to that Derek... Because we're National Trust members. I don't know if I mentioned that to you already. Probably didn't need to. We're the type. But I think that Derek Jarman house is in the National Trust. Have you been?
I've not been, but I've gone past it. It's always been closed when I've been there. But I've done everything else. I've gone on the little railway.
Oh, yes.
Did you go on that on the school trip?
No, but a boy in my class had a caravan down there, actually.
Oh.
We went there for his birthday, and I think then we went on the...
The little train. It's one of the best things I've ever done
because
in my life.
It is a bit like this part of the garden. It's a shingle beach, isn't it?
It's a shingle beach.
Which, by its nature, is a little bit depressing.
Yeah. Yes. There is a path down the shingle beach with a soul bench on. And I often go... And it is the most melancholy place I've ever found in the whole world. The shingle beach, this wooden path.
Yeah.
There's never anyone around.
Of course not. Because it's so depressing.
Because it's so bleak. And if you turn behind you, there's a power station, a nuclear power station. But you just sit on the bench.
Oh.
And everything is like these muted colours.
Oh.
And it's so bleak that it's almost pure joy.
I absolutely know what you mean.
Do you get it?
Absolutely, 100% know what you mean. And I think we live in an age, I'll say it, when we're all like busying ourselves, trying to distance ourselves from that melancholy.
Yeah.
But historically, I mean, the Lady of Shalott. I mean...
I don't know what that is. Sounds like a lady who eats the onions. Terrible breath. That's why she's on the bench on her own.
That's why. I think it's... I think we did it at school, on not the same time we were doing the nuclear power station, but those kind of... I just remember doing GCSE English and for some reason covering that kind of Victorian melancholy.
Oh, yeah.
Those writers who used to like all that kind of sad... I suppose the Brontes were a bit of it as well earlier on. But
they're very melancholy, aren't they?
Oh,
the Wuthering Heights, you know, all that kind of like windswept.
Yes, houses on their own.
Dark.
Depressing.
But sort of sexy. There's like a burning lust going on.
Yes, sort of. And I think there is something about that, just like reveling in that kind of just sadness. That kind of.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of gothic, I suppose it's. Isn't it?
It is. It's very gothic.
Ooh, yeah, like Whitby. Have you ever been there?
I love Whitby. I'm booked to visit Whitby in like 2 weeks.
How fun.
I'm going to write.
You love a depressing place to go and write in.
I do.
When you go to that haunting abbey on the cliff.
100%. Our place where we're staying is right near the bottom of the steps to walk up to Dracula's
castle. I was going
to
say the Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula's castle.
I do have a ship coming in with no crew.
Isn't that so exciting? I love that.
Oh, Amy, I'm so glad I'm not... Because I feel like I spend a lot of energy actually trying to repress or suppress that kind of natural cloud that wants to envelop me at all moments. And
Yeah, I get it.
And I mean, the obvious thing to say is, of course, isn't it interesting that we both wound up working in comedy, trying to make people laugh, when yet we are such prince and princesses
of darkness
and misery. What's with that?
Isn't that interesting? Mm. But I also like feel like we're both kind of sort of full of joy too, you know?
Yes.
Like there's like a bubbly happiness to us.
I think it's a bit like jumping into the cold water, isn't it? If you jump in going like, oh, it's going to be terrible, then it will be terrible.
Yeah.
If you jump in going like, this makes me feel more alive.
Yeah. I feel broody in here. Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't
know.
I mean, as a teenager, I often had a penchant for this sort of lacrimose thinking or just sort of mournful thinking. And I liked very much into things like Vaughan Williams. I don't know if you're a fan of Vaughan Williams, is like The Lark Ascending. It's a piece of music he wrote about to sort of describe a lark basically going up. For he said folky, very folky inspired. I think you would enjoy that.
This is nice.
Frequently features in Classic FM's top on, well, top 10, I think.
Wow. That's huge.
That's huge.
That's that's as big as it gets. That's it,
in my mind. So as a teenager, that was my go-to thing, was the lark ascending. Whereas my friends would be going to maybe a garage rave.
Yeah.
You know, different like that. But it was my sort of, sadness was giving me my little place, my little castle that I could be in.
Yeah.
Nobody could come
and it's sort of protective, because one of the things that we're trying to protect against at all times is feeling sad. But if you're like in this state of melancholy and kind of thriving, you can't be hurt because you're already there.
Well, that's what I think that might be part of it. It's like,
yeah.
Well, I guess I just revel in sadness.
Yes.
Maybe I dress like an undertaker, okay?
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I used to skive off school and
I don't condone it.
Well, we don't condone it. I'm not condoning it.
Worked out in the end.
But I'd skive off school to get the bus to York to go to the York Dungeon, which is a museum.
Yes.
Ridiculous, but I just loved it. I loved the York Dungeon.
I absolutely understand that.
Loved it. It was so scary walking around. It was so dark and all these macabre facts. And then I ended up working at the York Dungeon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I loved it so
Were you one of those people who dressed up outside?
Well, you'd have to do all the jobs, so sometimes you'd be outside. The York Dungeon is like this kind of museum that you walk around and actors bring different eras to life, and you have to know all of the eras, so, Tom.
Oh, okay. There was no.
Oh, you go in. You don't know what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
You go in and you find out I'm a plague victim today.
Oh,
then
that
I'm
been
a torturer.
That must have been the best one.
Yeah.
Because
plague was
boiled.
Good. Yeah, bubas.
Is that where they are?
Bubas.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Fun. Prosthetics.
Well, you have to do your own makeup.
It's a learning curve.
It's a real learning curve. Some were better than others. But you'd go in the morning, pop on your zombie clothes, put on your dead makeup, and you'd be like, right, what am I today? Right, torturer, then I'm Dick Turpin's girlfriend, then play victim. Cool, yeah, good day. Then
sounds
lunch.
Like being in a carry-on film.
But I loved it.
Oh, I bet.
But the only problem was, I'm a bit scared of that type of thing as well. Like, I'm not,
not a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, like, so in the winter, when there's not many people coming around, you'll be sat on your position, waiting for audience to come round. And while you're sat, you're just sat in the dark, listening to horror sounds.
Yes, screaming.
And then you're just sat there.
The bells.
And, you know, someone might not come round for an hour.
Oh, so you're
just
you're
sat
really
in
lost
the dark
in your thoughts.
On your own. And in the plague surgery, there was this really realistic, they'd got it from Holland, I remember, this really realistic.
Don't know why that did. Love it already. Holland.
Ever heard of it?
Wow, I'd like to go there.
So they got this medical grade sort of dead body.
Oh, brilliant.
From Holland.
Great.
Not real, like a prosthetic-y, you know, but you, but in the thing you had to open up his chest and pull out his organs in the show. But then when the audience goes, you're just sat in a very small space just with this
cadaver.
Thing. Yeah, with this cadaver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It was so bonkers.
I can well imagine, because I remember being in Edinburgh and some of my housemates went to the Edinburgh Dungeon.
Yes, yeah.
And they came back and they said, you know, it was great. And if it was a show in the Fringe, people would be going wild for it. It would be like the, you know, like kind of punch drunk theatre, that sort of idea of immersive theatre. But this, because it was sort of seen as more of a tourist led thing, it was seen as like, oh, we wouldn't go there.
Yeah.
So I've,
but it's great.
Totally relate to it.
And I remember going to the Edinburgh Dungeon, and this is years after I'd worked
out. Did you get a discount? Oh, no.
No, this was after. But I was terrified.
Oh, really? It still
really
works.
Genuinely terrified. Yeah.
It's that thrill as well, isn't it? Of just wanting to be scared of it.
Get me, get me!
Yeah. No. It's so funny.
You're going to get me.
It?
Don't get me. Get me a bit. No, don't get me.
Well, obviously, people do. Get me a bit.
Get me a bit.
Get me a bit.
Get him, but get me a bit. But don't. But a bit.
that is such a
isn't that
a sweet elixir, isn't it?
That
feeling. Well, I guess that again must be that chasing of like the darkness within. Like you want to be you want to get a bit close to it.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating? Mm. In therapy, my therapist was talking about
This
exact thing. We're talking about shadow sides.
Oh,
I didn't know about this. So,
I bet I've got one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like it's like you sort of package your personality up into like what's acceptable and stuff. And then, but then what's left is like your shadow side, but it doesn't go away.
Oh.
And sometimes it, you know, I don't really remember all the stuff. I just remember being like, wow, shadow sides, that sounds so cool.
That sounds like me and my therapist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. What did you talk about? I can't remember.
I can't remember. Wasn't it fun?
I think it was mainly me.
And I think we should do me again this week, and then we'll talk about you next week.
Maybe the learning stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that I need to change. We'll talk about that another day. But the shadow side.
The shadow side, yeah.
Oh, the real self.
The sort of the darkness that's all part of you. Because obviously everyone's made up of light and shade. But if you only show your light, it doesn't mean the shade doesn't exist. And sometimes you need to acknowledge the shade. Because it's just there in your body going, you've forgotten about me.
I'm here too.
I'm here too, actually.
I agree. And there's something about sometimes saying like, oh, I'm feeling blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Means you can kind of revel in it and, you know, light a scented candle, put on a sad film that you know
it's
going to end badly.
Do you have go-to stuff to watch if you want to cry?
Well, I've always been a fan of Brief Encounter.
I've never seen Brief Encounter. Well, is that Aliens?
No, that's Close
Encounter. Oh, yeah, okay. I put on Alien films to cry.
But that does make me cry. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Brief Encounter.
Brief Encounter is...
A train station.
That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one about a love affair that never really happens.
Okay.
Oh, very much. I mean, my teenage years, kind of watching that sort of thing, listening to Vaughan Williams, that was very much the... M.O.
Oh, I think we would have been friends, you know.
Oh, I would have liked that.
Yeah.
Just to revel in sad things.
Yeah. You would have been the sort of person I could have, like, gone to the art gallery with.
Oh, yes.
When none of my friends were going to the art gallery, and so I'd go on my own and just look at the paintings of the seaside.
Oh, I can imagine, longing to be...
Oh, look at that cliff and that big wave.
Like that picture of the man standing on the edge of the... cliff. You know the one with the... Have you seen it with the waves crashing up? I'm so rubbish at art.
Is this one of your pictures from holiday?
It was actually my year 10 school photograph.
No, I don't know if I have. Probably.
Find it.
I like sort of like Edward Hopper.
Oh,
that kind of... Yes, he's melancholy.
Melancholy. Yeah. I never thought of him as melancholy, but he is, isn't he?
He's very melancholy, yeah.
There's people just in diners or
lawn chairs. Yeah, and they're not sad, but they're not happy.
Stark.
they're stark. It's real. It's bleak. And you get a sense that, like, they're all thinking about stuff. Sometimes in paintings, you see people and you just see them doing the thing. But in Edward Hopper, I feel like you see them thinking about stuff.
Yes. Sort of contemplating. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's so true in those kind of often dark rooms, because that's how it's got those shadows, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Or even if it's... Do you ever get melancholy on a sunny day as well?
Like, I think it's harder.
Sometimes there's certain shades of sun that I find quite depressing. Do you know what I mean, though? Have you ever experienced that?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just like if I'm in a place where it's too vast or there's not that many people around.
Okay.
I don't get as much now, but I used to when I was a kid. Yeah. Like, if there was a lot of space and it was really sunny and really sort of flat.
Oh, I do know what you mean then. Yeah, then I do.
Like, I'd be like, ooh, there's something.
Yeah.
It's haunting.
Because it should be populated.
Yes.
So you're like, what's going on?
Well, I was talking to a friend about this, actually, going through, like, if you go through a place where there's no one around, like the Barbican.
Yes.
Very melancholy place.
Yes. Yeah.
But people love it who live there. Have you ever met anybody who lives there?
No.
It's the best place I've ever lived.
Really?
And I think, really? But it looks like a prison that's also a car park.
From the future.
From the future that's also from the 70s.
That's from the past.
Yeah. Gloomy.
Yeah, gloomy.
Very gloomy.
Very gloomy.
People who live there, they love the gloom.
But it has an energy about it, doesn't it? This car park.
Yeah, with its strangely tiled archways and like kind of distant, cool blue lights. I mean, you know, or like... The strip light, what are they called? Fluorescent lights.
Yes. Oh, it's very Edward Hopper, actually, isn't it?
Very Edward Hopper, now you say it. Were you ever made to watch, at Christmas time, The Snowman?
Yes. Yes.
That is a sad film.
So sad. And that's haunting.
Oh.
As soon as you hear, what's his name, Alan Jones, doing that, I go all shivery.
Yeah.
The snowman's coming. Do you know what I mean? It's almost a bit like the snowman was scary. I don't think it was meant to be, but...
Yeah, he was, though.
Imagine.
Taking people off into
Put me down, Mr. Snowman.
But not like a fun way, like the Ghost of Christmas Past Us to Scrooge in the Muppet Christmas Carol.
And that is fun.
That seems more fun, because they've got Rizzo the Rat holding on. Not in the snowman.
Not in the snowman. No, there was a few things that I found... Did you ever watch Roger Rabbit? Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
There were some bits in that were terrifying, though,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely terrifying. They melted them.
Yes, that is scary.
And turned them into records, was that right?
Something about records.
Oh, it was... And it was a
Judge Dredd. Was he in that?
I feel like... Toons. They were all called Toons when they were going to get those
Toons. Gotta get those Toons.
But they were all the rage, those sad films.
Yeah. And they would be genuinely scary. And also, I think kids' TV was kind of like sadder and scarier.
Well, I mean, I can't believe we got this far without mentioning Round the Twist, you say about your lighthouse.
Loved Round the Twist.
Oh.
But haunting.
Yeah.
Round the Twist and Goosebumps books, I loved.
Oh, yes.
They were
point
scary.
Point horror, I enjoyed as well.
I didn't really get into point horror.
It was very much a world of kind of Mean Girls-y, kind of an Americana that I couldn't access. That was my only access point to it.
Yeah.
Of kind of camp American high school. I mean, not camp, but just managed to make it camp.
Yeah.
It was like The Babysitter.
I love this.
You know, like kind of
somebody
dating
that.
The captain of the football team.
Yeah.
That was all.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know, but in a spooky way. I don't know why.
Yeah, I love that.
I love those.
The Goosebumps was a little bit sort of like cheesy in a way, but there was one called Say Cheese and Die. It's like so on the nose, but you're like, what? I need to know what goes on here. Yeah, I loved that.
Say Cheese and Die. Was that about a magical camera?
Of course it was.
A demonic camera.
Yeah, absolutely it was.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic. I loved all of that. And then like... Demon Headmaster.
Oh, I remember that.
That was he had
star.
Scary. Yeah.
He was a big star.
He was huge.
He was on all the chat shows.
Yeah. Yes. He did the rounds, didn't he?
I hope he made a lot of money from it.
I hope he did too. Oh, I hope one day, I guess he can't because it's not music, but if he was on like, you know, Nevermind the Buzzcocks lineup where it's like, which one is the Demon Headmaster?
Demon Headmaster.
Yeah. Do you remember Alex Mack? She used to turn into a puddle.
And yes.
And I loved it. It was on a Sunday morning. she was just like a normal girl going around, but then she could just, and I don't know why, I can't remember any of the reasons, she could just turn into a puddle. And that was like huge.
I remember that vaguely. Was it British or was it American? British, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember, you know.
Because I always talk to people about a show that nobody watched called Alana, the Girl from Tomorrow. And it was me and four other girls who watched it in the whole world. It was Australian. And
really?
She was a time traveller. And she came back, she made this friend called Jenny Kelly.
Jenny Kelly?
Yeah, her name was Jenny Kelly. She lived in the present.
Of course.
Which was now be the past. Yeah. Confusing. We're just in the... they're just flying around everywhere. And she came back from the future trying to save everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from the big incident or something. It's like, yeah, very... very haunting.
Very haunting. Very ominous. Dystopian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Erie, Indiana.
I was thinking about just the other day. Erie, Indiana.
Erie, Indiana.
Who was it in that? Did he go on to become a famous actor on his back?
I don't know, but I remember having such a crush on him.
Same.
The curtains, like sort of flop. That,
absolutely.
Oh my God.
A bike, allowed to go out.
A bike.
On adventures.
Oh my God.
I'd be
he's
there with
so
my
brave.
Chicago Town pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe a French bread pizza. Did you ever have that in your childhood?
Yes.
Oh, what happened to those?
They were so good.
They were, honestly, that was a Friday night treat.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or maybe something quick on a Tuesday before I went to Cubs. But then...
That's so cute. That's so cute.
Yeah.
You were a Cub Scout.
Mm, that was terrible.
Weird.
Didn't have many badges, no.
Oh.
But I had, like, the kind of coded gay ones of, like, home economics.
Did you really? That's fantastic.
First aid, yeah.
Oh,
like that,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
were
that's
you,
really cool.
Were you involved in the scouting?
No,
movement, the
I was, which is quite unusual for Council Estate Hull, I was huge into ballroom dancing.
Oh, I didn't know that about
Yeah,
me.
From being like five years old.
Oh.
Yeah, it was my life. Did
really?
All the competitions, yeah.
There's the ballroom bell.
The ballroom bells would chime in. Yeah, I loved it. So I was like training like two or three nights a week. We'd go to competitions on Sunday. So I didn't have time for any...
this Cub Scout nonsense, girl guiding
None
nonsense.
Of this girl guiding, no.
Right?
I was cha-cha-charing, I was paso-dobleing.
Oh, how tremendous.
Yeah, I loved it. But we... so all the girls would have like... fake tan, and all the girls doing Latin would always have like dark hair, like scooped back into a bun.
Very scary bun.
Very scary bun. But I was very freckly and ginger with curly hair. So my mum, bless her, used to like put fake tan on me, and fake nails, and scrape my hair back and put a bit of shoe polish on it. Which was sort of fine, I think, at the time. It feels a bit like a hate crime now, but I think it was fine at the time. But then
I think I'm just worried if in case it rained, that would be the only issue.
Which it did, of course, all the time. It's in Hull, of course. And there was loads of competitions at seaside towns for some reason. So I remember being stood outside like Bridlington's bar ballroom, having like fish and chips, and it's just raining, and there's just like shoe polish and fake tan just going down. But then I'd have to go to school on the Monday morning, and I obviously didn't tell anyone that I was doing ballroom. But I'd just go and I'd have like, you know, like fake tan elbows, like bright orange elbows and fingernails and in my eyebrows and stuff. And I didn't want to say... what had happened? So I said I had a disease.
In a way you did. It's called the rump.
It's the rhythm. The rhythm's in me. I can't get rid of it.
It's incurable. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, it's just a skin thing. It's like a
skin
condition.
Thing. You can't make fun of it because it's a disease.
It's a disease. You can't make fun of it that every Monday I'm going to have orange elbows. And that's just me. That's just how my body works. You can't have a go at me for it.
So was that through primary school into secondary school?
Yeah. Did it until I was about 16.
Oh, God bless. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Loved it.
But kept it a secret that whole time?
Yeah.
Wow.
There was like a few friends that knew, but in general, I wouldn't. But then it got cool. So this is before Strictly.
How annoying. Yeah.
So then I stopped, and then it's on TV and everyone wants to do it. And I was like, excuse me. I was doing that for ages.
Were you... perhaps a bit like me in the contrariness, in that if everybody had suddenly started doing ballroom, would you have enjoyed it as much?
No.
That's exactly how I would have hated it. Yeah.
I would have really hated it, actually. Really? Yeah.
And been furious with other people for doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I got out at the right time.
Yeah, you did. You. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You preempted it.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, I loved it.
So you... What did you think of the film Strictly Ballroom? Did you like that?
Absolutely adore it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, that's got a real melancholy to it. Oh, Baz Luhrmann. The dad.
Yeah.
The dad.
Oh, which is also hilarious, but...
Yeah. He was... Yeah.
And that song, actually, which is one of my favourite songs, and a lot of people don't like it.
I love that song.
Time After Time.
I love it.
I can listen to it like again and again, I was going to say.
I think there's another way of saying that.
There's another way of expressing that.
Yeah. Over and over again.
Over and over and over again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is actually what she was going to call it.
But every time I listen to it, I think of that film and them dancing.
On the balcony. Under the sign.
Under the sign.
Oh, and she's got her family.
Fran.
Fran. She takes her glasses off.
Oh, and she's so beautiful. She's been beautiful the whole time.
And her lovely family. Spanish. And her grandmother making the costumes.
And the dad who's like... Who hates him at first, but then he taps on his chest. Dan, taran, 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 taran.
Yes.
And you're like, oh,
oh my God, now I could do a Paso de Hombre. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved
that.
Oh my
goodness, I've forgotten about all that. And isn't the mum dead as well?
Probably, yeah. Probably. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Get on board. It's good to have a bit of melancholy. Yeah.
The Pan Pacific. Is it called the Pan Pacific Grand Prix or something? Can't be Grand Prix.
And what's the dance move they're trying to do? Like it's not the hokey cokey, but they're trying to do
they're doing the Paso Doble.
And there's like a move.
There's a move that they're not allowed to do.
They're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. And all the friends are doing it.
I want to do it my way.
He's so bad. And the judge who's got that.
The judge, Barry? Is his name Barry with the hair?
In my mind, he's the same person who plays the dad in Muriel's Wedding. But
And he's also Donald Trump. In my head, he's Donald Trump.
He's also Donald Trump.
Yeah. He's the actor that plays
that
Donald
kind
Trump.
Of man who looks, yes, at that age. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
some strange buzzing, maybe a drone?
Oh, no. And it's gone.
I mean, it'll probably come back. Maybe it's a strange mountain call from a distance. Yeah. Somebody just very good at yodeling.
Yeah. But can only do one note.
Yeah.
Yodeling.
See, I never enjoyed the sound of music because I thought that was too upbeat.
I don't like it either.
Didn't
oh
like
my
that family
god!
At all.
Okay, well, like, calm down.
I was like, whatever happens to them.
Love that you're not on their side.
Yeah.
Which does put you on the side of Nazi Germany.
Sorry about it. Just this one time.
Okay.
One time.
Okay. One they time. Were an annoying
they
family.
They were an annoying family. Yeah. Imagine being like that singing
oh,
on
god.
The stairs. You're like, fuck this ball we've been invited to.
everyone trying to do, what's it called, an Irish goodbye, so that they start the singing. Yeah. We're going, don't tell them again. Good night. No, just go.
Do you have fun? Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get in the car.
Yeah, don't do your song for us. Don't worry about the good night song for us. We'll just go. No. it takes 15 minutes, this bloody song.
Right. My Uber's gone.
Yeah. I'm going to have to stay. I can't go home now. I'm going to have to stay over.
They've got that ballroom in the middle of their house.
Yeah.
And also, it's not appropriate. Like, she's working for him. And then they get together. No one calls that out.
Yeah. The original Me Too.
Exactly.
Me Too.
That's why you got it. That's why people want to see.
Who was that? That was fantastic.
Vaguely American.
I loved
producer.
I loved that. Mm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like Mary Poppins.
Really? I must have watched it, but it didn't click with me.
Didn't click with you?
No.
There's a lot of happy stuff early on. I didn't like that, but I like the sad bit. When the dad has to go to the bank in the middle of the night and walk across the park. Ooh. Where earlier in the film, the children have had so much fun. And the dad, really? And it goes to feed the birds, which has got this lovely middle bit. It's like, all round the cathedral, saints and apostles. It was very sad. I wanted to play it at my funeral.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so anyway. I don't know what bit. I've got quite a few options. It's going to be quite a long funeral.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Is he going to have an interval?
Several.
Yes. Like a mixed bill comedy night. You've got an act, a break, two acts, a break.
A new bit in the middle.
A new bit, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just... someone who's on Mock the Week at the end.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. Who would be your dream pallbearers?
Oh, that's a good question. Mm. Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, who would it be? Maybe somebody dancey would be quite fun, wouldn't it?
That would be fun.
Because you want somebody who's got a stride with it.
Who could do
you know, and could walk in rhythm. I've been to funerals where the undertakers, they're not.
I know, shuffling along. And you're like, come on, five, six, seven, eight, right and left, right and left. And you're like, oh, who are they? Who's trained you? Your turnout's terrible. Giving them a
flat footed.
Oh, yeah. A number at the end. Four.
It's true, some undertakers look very scruffy.
They do, you know. Yeah,
not the undertakers we've used in the past.
No.
But they're very good. But I've been to other funerals when I'm like, oh, could you make an effort, please?
I know. Please, come on.
Please polish your shoes. The man's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably couldn't find the boot polish, it's all in your hair.
Do you think you could ever work at like a funeral parlour?
Absolutely.
Do you? Yeah.
I think that would be my next career. Yeah.
Do you think?
I think so. I like a bit of solemnity, obviously, as I've mentioned. Of course. But combined with high ceremony, what could be more up my street?
It's very sort of theatrical, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Top hats. I love top hats.
Oh my God. Mm. Oh, you'd be great.
A cane. You can't have one with a diamond in the top. You can't be like Fred Astaire.
I mean, you could. It would be quite a niche. It'd be a niche booking, maybe.
Tap dance funeral. Da, 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 da. Lulling from one side to the other.
The driver going behind you like this. The coffin just sliding about in the back. Clunk, 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 clunk. Da, 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 da.
I think there's a market for it.
Yeah.
There's a market for it. I enjoyed Sweet Charity.
Well, there you go.
Austin Powers. They've all got those big street
Austin
scenes.
Austin Powers. Mm, hell of an opening to a film.
Hell of
a... That's what I want my funeral to be.
The theme tune to Austin Powers. Yeah. What a great... I think Austin Powers is so funny.
Yeah, me too.
And somebody once very seriously asked me what my favourite British film was, and I said Austin Powers. Obviously.
Great.
It's not a British film, is it?
Yeah, sure.
They wanted me to say Rita Sue and Bob 2 or something like that.
Yes, of course.
Not everybody can say Rita Sue and Bob 2. I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like it. But well, that's a melancholy film.
Yeah.
Oh. What do you think of Cares? I'm not just asking you that because you're Northern. Was that your life? Was that what it was like?
The amount of times I've had to answer questions about Kes.
Do you all have Kes stores in the north? Is that how it works?
Yeah, my uncle's a Kestrel. My uncle on my mum's side is Kestrel.
Thought so.
I've never actually seen Kes.
Oh, it's sad.
Is it sad?
Oh, it's sad.
The only way I know Kes is via Bo Selecta. He used to do a character from it.
Yes, I do remember that.
Craig David.
Yeah, I think it was also combined somehow with Kes for some reason. I don't know why.
So that's all I know about Kes. It's about Craig David, isn't it?
It's about Craig David. It takes place over a week.
And on the Sunday, you got a Kestrel or something.
Yeah, got a Kestrel on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
You'd love it.
Yeah.
If only it was about that. I think that's maybe why he had to do a sketch about it, because it's so sad. It's like lots of haunting sort of flute music.
And lots of,
moors, lots of moorlands. Flying a kestrel. Think about Mary Poppins again.
Let's go fly a kestrel. Is that Kes?
That's the northern version of Mary Poppins.
Right, yeah. Imagine Kes is the northern Mary Poppins.
People in the north are going to hate me. Apparently my great-grandmother was from Preston.
That's so nice. Oh, my God. Lancashire.
Very Lancashire, isn't it?
Yeah, very Lancashire.
Lancaster, though, has a theatre. That's very haunting. Have you ever been to Lancaster?
I think I've been to that theatre.
I only did it once on tour. Maybe because they hated me. No, the audience was very nice. But downstairs was where the dressing room was, and there was a... there was a vent, but it sounded like...
Gosh. Wow.
A funny feeling about it.
Really? But do you believe in ghosts?
You know, I want to, but I've never seen one. Have you?
No, I've never seen one. And I always think I don't believe in ghosts, but if I'm in a room and someone says it's haunted, I do get scared, so I'm like, well, I must. On some level, I definitely do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Ever sort of sense one in your own home?
Not in my own home, but working at the dungeon, funnily enough.
No way.
So it's quite a scary place, but I'd never been actually scared of actual ghosts.
Oh, yes.
And then there was just one day, and this is, I'd been there years, so I wasn't scared anymore. And there was just one day where I was like, hello? And I kept being like, somebody's here. And there's loads of like dark bits and dark curtains and dark corners. And I kept like, to the extent where multiple times I'd get up and like, go, hello? Hello? And then I was like, something weird's going on. And then I went and found another actor because I was so scared. Like, nothing had happened, but I got so scared.
Sensed somebody was there.
Yeah, it was like, somebody's here, but I can't see anyone. And I went to find another actor, and I was like, can I sit in here for a bit? I'm weirdly, I've got really scared. And they were like, okay. And then Anna, who used to do all the displays, so she'd work, you know...
That's
Anna. Anna, she'd work... You know, when the place was closed and stuff, so she knew the building intimately. And she came into the room and she was like, why are you here? And I was like, I'm a bit scared. And she was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And I was like, what? And she was like, we've got ghost hunters coming in this evening. And she was like, they always kick up a fuss when they know the ghost hunters are coming. And I was like, what do you mean they? And she's like, well, obviously... And Anna was from Hull, and Anna was, like, so down to earth and sort of not the sort of person who would believe in a ghost, but she was like, well, I've seen them, and they do exist. And if the ghost hunters are coming in, they do kick up a fuss. So she was like, yeah, there'll be one over there just freaking you out.
And I was like, seeking ghosts.
Oh, God. Yeah. And then I was really scared to go in the next day, but it was fine. It was literally just that they were kicking up a fuss.
How extraordinary.
Yeah.
I'd do that, I think, if I was a ghost.
Yeah, if someone was coming around to prying, it'd be like Ofsted. So you'd be like, oh, knocking that over. I don't want them to come into my house. Poof. I'm going to stand here in a mood.
And was it an old building, though?
Yeah, it was an old school.
Oh, very
old. It was an old, old school building that went sort of underground and stuff. It is a scary building.
It's a spooky building.
It's a spooky building, yeah.
Sometimes, like, they build them in quite, like...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like, this used to be a Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
This used to be a Budgeons.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Set up Pepper Army. Yeah. I can understand that being less scary, but that would be scary. Did you ever go to the Jorvik Yeah, the Jorvik Centre.
I did, yeah.
Not to bombard you with my school trips, we also went on a school journey to York.
Of course.
And we went to the Jorvik Centre.
And it stinks. And it's meant to.
It's meant
to. But that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Magnus Magnusson does the...
Wow.
Who I didn't know who that was, because it was like, I was nine. A lot happened that year. Dungeness, York.
Yeah.
And they were like, Magnus Magnusson has done the voiceover. And I remember thinking, I don't know who that is, but he used
does
to host...
Does he play for Chelsea?
Does he? Is he in Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
And he used to host Mastermind, I think?
Yes.
Okay. And he was... But his name sounded Viking.
Yeah, it really sounds Viking, doesn't it?
Mm, Magnus.
Magnus Magnusson.
Could just be Danish.
Danish. It sounds the most Danish person
ever.
Yeah. I think he probably ruled England in like 11th century or something.
That's...
Magnus Magnusson.
I was like, is that right? Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Good name.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes if you worked outside, it's been very York Dungeon heavy. I didn't expect this. But when you worked outside and you'd have to entertain the queue, you'd have some facts. But then once you'd ran out, if the queue was long, would you just make them up.
Would you? What sort of things would you make up?
Oh, all sorts. You say, this building used to be... Where, you know, that kind of thing. And you just say anything.
So Magnus Magnusson, was that true or not?
Not true.
Oh, I believed you.
Well, this is my training.
You're all paid off, Amy.
Get me back there. I'm ready to go.
I want to go there right now.
Should we go?
Let's go to the... Not the London Dungeon, York Dungeon specifically.
Yeah.
We went to York Minster as well.
That's York Minster so much.
So, and very... I remember the tour...
Oh,
everything about it was very seismic for me.
York Minster is, it's the most overwhelmingly cool building. You go in it and you're instantly like,
wow.
Yeah.
It's two towers.
Oh, well, that's New York, I think. But yeah, it's still big. But yeah, it's different. So,
yeah. It's not the same.
Not the exact same place. But it's amazing. And because I lived in York, the residents would get a
old
pass.
York.
Old York. Old York, yes. Yes. So when I lived in Old York, the residents would get a pass and you could go into the Minster anytime you wanted and you could go and watch the choir's rehearsals.
Oh, I'd enjoy that.
Now, talk about melancholy.
Oh, yes, I bet.
This is peak melancholy. You go in at night. Sort of candlelit. They're just practicing, and you're the only often the only person there, just sat there. Just sat
like
with
the old man in Home Alone.
Like the old man in Home Alone, who ends up being a goodie.
A good guy with snow shovel. Do you take a snow shovel?
I do. I just take my little snow shovel in my big grey coat. I put a little beard on. Yeah. I take a picture of a granddaughter. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, but that is lovely there.
It was amazing, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
I'd love to go see some sort of classical music by candlelight in London, but I've never done that.
I feel like that would be a lovely thing to go to.
Especially around Christmas.
Oh, can you imagine? I love that. I'd never get myself organised to go to one of those, like, nine lessons and carols sort of things.
Yes, yeah.
I always think I'd be good at reading for those, actually. But
yeah.
So I'm
you'd be so
available.
Good.
Yeah, that sort of, I like all that. And of course, I like a mournful carol.
Oh, yes.
God rest you, merry gentlemen.
Very mournful.
Very mournful.
Very mournful.
Oh, come on, come Emmanuel. Emmanuel, do you know that one?
No.
We did it in the choir at school. Another club I was involved in because I didn't have any friends. It's a sad one, yeah. Almost un-Christmassy in its sadness.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of Christmas songs, though, even in the charts, were sad, weren't they? They're all a bit sad.
That's true, actually. Christmas has got, like, a sadness about it.
Yeah. With the personification of Christmas. We're, like, out there being like, hey, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Have a gift.
But inside, little drummer boy.
Oh, what a perfect reference.
And then I imagine the guy from Strictly Ballroom.
Oh, yes. The man in the background with the new skirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Castanets.
Castanets.
That I would love.
I'd like to see that crossover. Strictly Drummer Boy.
Somebody must have done it.
Somebody's got
it. Somebody could do a Paso Doble to that.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to do the Strictly Christmas special right now just so I can do that. Really slow. That Amy, I saw your dance training coming.
Did you see it come through?
Effortlessly okay. Slapped into it.
I've still got it.
Do you miss it?
I still dream about it, which is so weird. I still dream, because I dream more about the ballroom side of it. Because when you're ballroom dance, it's almost like you're kind of... I can't ice skip, but I imagine it's like you're, you know, like when you're going round and it's like this flow, and you're in this stance for so long that I dream about this, and now and again I'll be sat, and I will just, I don't. It's so weird.
Well, I think get back into it.
I think I just like sitting down and crisps too much now. Do you know what I mean? There was like a time when my body like wanted to do that, and now my body's like, we love sitting down. We love it, and we're so good at it. I'm really good at it.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And you did it.
And I did. I've done it. Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah. Have you been to Blackpool?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sad place. But beautiful. It's not a sad place. I actually love it. But the ballroom there.
The ballroom's beautiful. The winter garden's beautiful.
The winter garden. Oh.
The tower, the beach, beautiful. Other bits of it, genuinely terrifying.
But I've had some great fish and chips.
Oh, the best.
Really good.
Really good.
Really good. And I've done gigs in the tower ballroom. And it's like Versailles in there.
Yes, it is.
And so that's what I find a little hauntingly sad is that it's kind of not. It is appreciated, I know. I know it's like this mecca for ballroom, but I'm going to say this, and I think this reveals a lot about me. I don't like the reception desk.
Okay. Okay.
I know there's big problems in the world to talk about, but I feel like somebody, I want to say in the late 90s, early 2000s, was like, this piece of Victoriana Gloriana, what it needs is some sort of plywood, white, and I think, as I remember, like bright blue, futuristic, slightly chipped now.
Yeah. Right.
Desk in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's like a sort of budget hotel from the future.
Yeah, like they've taken it from a travel lodge and gone, oh yeah, we'll use that in our beautiful...
Are you throwing that out?
we'll use that. We'd love that.
Oh, definitely. Where's it for? The Tower Ballroom.
One of the most iconic buildings in the country. Yes. Yeah, that's what... That gets me... I want them to...
No, I understand that.
And the carpet I didn't like.
Okay.
Again, there are bigger problems. Yeah.
Imagine if it was on one of them makeover shows.
Oh, imagine if Nick Knowles got his hands on it.
Oh,
I'd love to see that.
I think you're the man that could make this happen.
Tom Allen. Snootily. Does up interiors that no one's asked him to do.
Or maybe you just do the reception desk.
Just do the reception desk. Yeah, just change that up a bit.
Yeah, but that's your programme. Tom Allen...
Changes your reception area.
Yeah. Tom Allen's reception. Good reception.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
A rousing reception.
A rousing reception. Mm. And you go into these... Yeah. Yeah. We'll make sure it's not... Yeah.
Totally different show. Yeah. People, this is not what we commissioned. I don't know what you've done here.
My eyes are watering.
Well, that's it. That's the end. Amy Gledhill, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for pottering with me today. I'll be back next week with another lovely guest. Until then, why not click subscribe on my YouTube channel? It's at Tom Allen. Or follow the show on your podcast app, so you're always up to date. And if you can leave a little review, 5 stars if you're feeling generous. It really helps other people find the show. Yes. Anyway, thank you. Bye for now.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America.
the social casino.